Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello players.
Y'all ready to beat some guys up?
Yes.
Kill them? Yes. Moidalize them? Mm-hmm. All that fun stuff. Before we jump into that, two quick announcements. First off, if this sounds a little different or strange or just, you know, just different, doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's because we're in the process of changing our production process, which includes setup and actual, you know, editing processing, to hopefully make it easier for us and better for y'all. So if it sounds different, hopefully it's a good different. Just bear with us. Second thing, which is tangential to that, because we're changing our process, our first episode in May may be delayed. It might be delayed, but... if you go to our Instagram, hindsight20_20, hindsight20_20, we will, you know, we'll put out an announcement there when that is either confirmed or denied. So possible delay on that, but that's still pending. Just wanted to make sure I would announce that out front because we're changing some production things. But without further ado, Sarah, let's talk about our recipe for this week.
We are making elephant ears, but simple elephant ears. Buy your favorite biscuit dough, like the crescent dough you can buy at the store. Put one down, a layer of softened butter, a layer of cinnamon sugar, pop another on top. So you get triangular elephant ears, more cinnamon sugar. Spray those suckers with oil because it gives it more of a fried quality. Then pop it into the oven. Short bake, super yummy, crispy. Cinnamon sugar goodness.
All right, and thank you for that, Sarah. And without further ado, let's get started with Hindsight 2020. All right. So previously, the consultants Boko, Marion, and Ziggy completed their journey to Isant. Upon arrival, Ziggy led the group to his place of employment, the Gage Guild, where they met a few new faces. Afterwards, they had a bit of a spa day at the Whistling Kettle run by Sara, an old acquaintance of Marion's. They had a little soak and enjoyed some tea, while Boko had her claws cleaned and filed. After tea, Marion led the party to the orphanage, where she grew up, the sanctuary of Lady Istra, and she was reunited with Mama for the first time in several years. Mama sat them all down next to a fireplace for a chat, where they learned that recently some shady folk had been hanging about the orphanage. Roughly a week and a half ago, a man with red eyes, dark hair, and a chipped tooth, and a woman with red hair and a scar on her eyebrow attempted to adopt a Haragon child named Visage.
That's shady.
Mama's gut instinct was to not allow the adoption due to her unease, and additionally, a few days later, Father Lorden scared off a couple persons that appeared to be breaking into the orphanage's pantry and food stores. More importantly, though, Marion learned that her childhood friend Rosemary was still alive, even in the wake of a fire that had destroyed a part of the orphanage. Mama expressed regret for not having told Marion sooner, but it was still an uncomfortable conversation, and perhaps bespeaks the need of a bit more talk to clear the air. When the conversation was over, Ziggy led his companions to his home, the junkyard, where a sold sign had been placed over the main entrance. Upon entering the junkyard, Ziggy could see silhouettes moving within his home and used the Horn of Blasting to blow the door off its hinges and reveal his rival, Bouchelier Butcherson, a.k.a. Butch, and some of his cronies, who had been ransacking Ziggy's home. They had presumed Ziggy to be dead, and even with Ziggy's return, Butch revealed that he had already reported to the press that the junkyard would be the new annex for his trash heap. So he took an aggressive stance, and the party attacked. And that is more or less where we are now. At the end of the last session,
we're just going to gloss over Bouchelier.
Bouchelier Butcherson, a.k.a. Butch. I 100% did that because I wanted him to be Bush Butch. Which if you pronounce it badly, it's just Butch Butch.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that?
B-O-U-C-H-E-L-I-E-R. And then the last name is just Butcher Son. My apologies. Sometimes when you're coming up with names, it's just an exercise in madness. So, At the end, y'all had rolled initiative. We had Marion with an 18, Ziggy with a 17, and Boca with a 6.
Yes.
And then this little guy here in the robe with the staff. Sorry, I'm lacking in appropriate minis. My own fault for not preparing in advance. This little guy with the robe and the staff is Butch. He had stepped out of the doorway and was shortly after a nut. Let me just make sure I get through the descriptions of everyone. So Butch, again, he's a pachyderm, somewhat slender for a pachyderm, but still broad as far as most bipedal creatures are concerned. Slate gray skin, his toenails are very like finely cleaned and manicured, and he kind of frequently carries or drapes his trunk over his arm to keep it out of the way as he's walking. Has the kind of he's like one of the triangle eared kind of elephant or pachyderms. His tusks are finely curd polished and shaved to a fine point. He has brightly covered overalls that seem to be tailor-made and on an offensively low-cut V-neck with rolled cuffs underneath the overalls. There is another dude who is literally, he's just an average dude. Just an average dude with a great sword strapped to his back who steps out and kind of like steps in front of Butch with, so kind of like, you know, protective stance with Butch. Protective stance with Butch over his right shoulder, and the two other individuals that flanked out were a bugbear who was kind of short and wide for a bugbear, and he was also wearing an obscenely large V-neck that, you know, looked a little bit older, a little out of fashion in comparison to Butch's V-neck. Doesn't seem to quite fit him. Might be a bit of a hand-me-down kind of situation
from Butch.
Ooh. Maybe. And then the final person was a female Yuan Ti with yellowed eyes with vertical slits. She has blonde hair matching the yellow of her eyes and a green hooded cloak with leather cross straps. And,
What now?
What?
She was a what now?
Yuan Ti, Yuan-Ti. They have snake features. This is one of the, some Yuan Ti, like, it's kind of like a
snake-like,
like a centaur situation where it's like upper torso human, lower torso snake. But there are actual bipedal versions. And so this is one who just has,
so she's
like,
upper body snake, lower body human.
Yeah. Just like that. No, she's a more or less bipedal person, but she has notable, like viper fangs and like slitted snake eyes. And there's like a little bit of, you know, like patches of what looks like from a distance looks kind of like ashy or dry, but up close is actually like kind of scaly elements to certain parts of her skin.
I thought you were going to say she was currently in shed.
That's exactly what I thought was happening.
I was bracing for that.
No, that is not the case.
And she's not carrying anything. You didn't describe her carrying anything on our first glance.
She's wielding two daggers.
Oh, you said that. I'm so sorry.
Excuse sorry. Me. I wasn't sure if I had fully expressed that. Broadsword on
guys. Broadsword, regular V-neck,
and daggers.
He's wielding the V-neck thoroughly. No, the V-neck barbarian is carrying, like, he just had like a large, like what looks like a large lead pipe.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
V-neck's more dangerous.
Where's the candlestick? Our conservatory.
You gotta enter the conservatory to find it. Yeah.
So what are we looking at with this map?
Okay, so this is... sorry, if you could just shift that back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because they have to have a little bit of an overlap, because I decided to go a little bit larger scale on the map. This is the junkyard. If you're not happy with the arrangement, we can discuss that later. I just needed a physical layout so we could do this encounter. So what they're standing out in front of is Ziggy's home. There's, you know, the door and some of the things have been thrown asunder from just like the blast of the trumpet. Just, you know, take out some things in the home. Off to the, I guess, towards Sarah is north on this map. And the roadway that y'all came from is to the east towards me. The northern warehouse there is kind of like a long, more of a workbench space kind of warehouse. There are a bunch of tables, and then that entire back wall is just like a waist to chest height, just full workbench across the entire back wall. And then the larger warehouse to the west of the home is more of a storage kind of warehouse. There are a couple large bay doors on it, as well as some like like hanging curtains and stuff that you can use as dividers to separate areas of it. And it just kind of has boxes and materials, and all the little additional things in the yard about are, if it's all right with you, some of your sculptures.
They're in trouble, aren't they?
The sculptures?
Yeah.
But without further ado, the bugbear and the Yuan-T have the first move.
Can you put me on the floor?
You don't want to be on the statue?
Feels disrespectful.
This one actually is like a suit of armor without a head. So like if you're sitting on top, you kind of look like the head.
I love that. Is it like one of those fair things where you're supposed
exactly.
to put your face there? Yeah. It's without a head and the back is cut off so yeah. you can stand in it.
So, I think first things first, well, of course, because, but you know, y'all come in, blast the door, but it's like, yeah, get him. So on and so forth. Yeah. I'm finding a voice in here somewhere. Yeah. They're just going to straight up charge at Ziggy, trying to take him out. So, the little, and does anyone else feel like it's just been a while and you have no idea how combat works anymore? 100%. I am.
Combat has rules.
I am so stuck there. It's like, what is happening? So, the Viper is going to come up to you and be like, salutations. And take a couple swipes at you. It is a multi-attack. The first one is a 23 to hit.
Oh, hit. Man.
And the second one is a 12 to hit.
Miss.
All right. So for that first one, it is going to be... Boom, 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 boom.
It's a trumpet dagger.
It is a trumpet dagger. Mm-hmm. Also, he's going to apply sneak attack damage because it has an ally next to him.
Oh.
Or next to her. That is 8 points of slashing damage with the attack that lands.
How much is he paying you?
He's paying us enough. Swing with the lead pipe.
Oh.
And that is also going to be a multi-attack. That's a nat 1 on the first. And it's an 8 on the second. So just... miss. Complete
Where did he
miss.
Find you?
Just, you know, I wandered into his home one day. And
we'll circle back on that.
That's it for those two. Next up is Marion.
I'm going to put my one hand on my collarbone, the other straight out, and say, whoa there. And cast slow on all four of them.
All four of them. Ooh. All right. And that's just, like, is that the radius thing, or is that a, like...
Within a 40-foot cube of my choice.
Yep, 100%. You can get them all in that for
it's
sure.
It's a wisdom save.
Wisdom save
DC
for
15.
All of them. Okay. Wisdom. So let's roll for Butch first. Got a plus 0 to this. He rolls a 13. Next up, we have just our basic guy. He will have a plus 0 as well. That's a 7. And then our two little fast and furious people here, they will get a plus 2 to these. But that is a 4. Jeez. And a 6. So all of them failed.
Okay. Their speed is halved.
Okay.
They have a negative 2 penalty to AC.
A negative 2 penalty? That's going to be a big...
And dex saving throws.
Ooh.
Does anything stop them from being slowed?
They can't, yes, they can take saves at the end of their next turn, any okay. turn, but it lasts for 10 turns.
10 turns.
There's more. They can't use reactions.
So no opportunity attacks as long as this is active?
Oh.
That's okay.
And on their turn, they can take either an action or a bonus action, but not both. There's more.
Wow.
I'm so glad they all failed. Regardless of the creature's abilities or magic items, it can't take more than one melee or ranged attack. So no multi-attacks.
No multi-attacks.
Holy smokes.
And if they attempt to cast a spell with a casting time of one action, they roll a d20, and if it's an 11 or higher, the spell doesn't take effect until the next turn. So it takes 2 turns to cast one spell.
And if it's lower, it
casts.
If it's lower, it casts?
Sorry, if it's higher, the spell doesn't take effect until the next turn, and the creature must use its next action to complete it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm assuming if it's lower...
If it's lower, it's wasted.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Wow.
Cool. Well. And they get a wisdom saving throw at the end of every turn. On a successful one, then they're done, even if they're within the cube.
Okay.
Is this a cube of slowing?
No, because they're all affected, that's it. Okay. It doesn't matter where they go. I think that's like the spell range.
But it's not like they can't like move into the space.
No.
Affected. Yeah.
And
yeah,
Ziggy's fine where he is, despite being like in deep melee right now.
You ever have those moments where you're like, did my players just trivialize my encounter? Welcome to level 5.
It's a new spell. I'm so excited. Marin's like, whoa. You know that time sound where it's like, droo, droo, droo,
yeah.
Droo,
droo, droo.
All right. Well. Well, yeah. Okay. Anything else for you, Marion?
I'll smile. That's a bonus action smile. Bonus action smile. That's my turn. Thank you.
All right. Next up will be Ziggy.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. That's just you fools. And I'm going to take...
Backs up 5 feet. Okay.
Back 5 or 10 feet, and then I'm going to cast Shatter in the middle of them.
Okay. Oh, man.
So I believe that's large enough to hit them all.
It should be. I mean, they're always
so they all need to make a Constitution saving throw.
Constitution.
15.
15, man. Y'all really wanted
with a
to do
save.
These
I know.
New toys.
I was really hoping it was a
okay, so let's just do Butch first again. That is a 17 for Butch. A dirty 20 for the dude with greatsword. A 7 for our little snake person. Sorry, a 5 for our snake person. They do not have a bonus. And then a 7 for our bugbear. So, 2 saves from the people in the back, 2 fails from the people that attacked.
People that failed take 18 thunder damage.
Oh,
people that save take 9.
Okay. All right. Let me just look at my notes here.
That's huge. I was so worried about you.
Yes. Yes.
Silly you, huh?
Yeah.
Who knew? And that was 18 on the fail?
Correct.
And so any other effect? Like they don't get knocked prone or anything?
No, but any non-worn or carried object would also take the damage in that space.
Cloud of dust bursts up from the path sort of thing, just as the sound waves kind of ripple along. You see the Butch and the broadsword guy, greatsword guy, like take a pretty decent hit, but they're fairly stable, whereas the other two like kind of almost stumble forward for a bit, like have to catch their balance, and almost instantly, it's like there's even like a little bit of like, you know, it looks like the bugbear has like caught him and his shoulder like kind of popped, like dislocated for a second. Both the Yuan Ti and the bug pair are already looking pretty wrecked.
And then I'll just say, you know, you don't have to listen to him. And end my turn.
But I don't want to listen to you either.
Fair. He's got a point.
All right. With that, our guy... The greatsword guy is gonna.
I always thought he was our guy.
He's gonna.
My guy.
He's gonna be like sprinting, but it's gonna be like more a.
He needs a cloak of billowing.
He runs up, has just enough movement to make it to Ziggy, and is going to go for. Well, he can't do a multi attack, so crap. Give me a sec. All right. He's just going to, like, in one motion, like, let the weight of the greatsword slip off his back as he swoops around. Ooh. To try to give you a slash. That is a 17.
Hits.
Hits. All right. Circling around. That, it was 2d6 plus... 3, yeah, plus 3, but it came up a 1 and a 2 on the die. So that was 6 points of damage to Ziggy with a great sword of all things.
Didn't have a lot of speed in that swing.
Slow cut, yeah. Which almost makes it hurt more.
Yeah. Yeah. Going,
it's like it's a little bit of a, it's almost like a sawing effect. Like, yeah. Just like, okay. All right, but yeah, that's gonna be that's gonna be all he can do. He can make a save though now, right?
Yes.
Okay, 15. And it's wisdom again. Okay, he rolled just a 15 with a plus zero, so
he's out of slow.
Yep. All right. So our greatsword guy no longer slowed. And next is Boko.
I'm gonna. Gonna run in at the bugbear.
All right, sounds great.
The biggest guy.
The biggest guy. Sounds good.
And I'm gonna.
Sounds very Boko-like.
Take a swing at him.
All right.
I'm gonna need to roll for that, probably.
Yes, you are. with the penalty from being slowed, his armor class is only a 10.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jared. I'm gonna use my fighting spirit first because I always forget that I have that.
Are you going to take the new temporary hit points or keep the ones from the T?
It would be the same.
Okay. All right.
So
either way, it doesn't matter.
Cool. And then that means I have advantage on this roll.
Okay. Because you need just that with an AC of 10.
I would have.
Oh, yeah?
It's a 6 and an 11.
Okay.
Oh, plus 6, though.
Plus 6. Oh, yeah. No, you would have been
fine. Never mind.
You would have been fine. All right. So go ahead and roll that damage on our little bugbear friend.
Okay. That'll be one of these. 9 total.
9?
Yeah. And I'm going to go flat of the sword. I want to bonk this guy into oblivion if possible. I don't want to kill him.
Non-lethal? Well, that is literally the exact number to cause and be like, thunk. Oh, those stars are pretty. Boom. Just falls on his face.
I only want to kill Butch.
Okay. Fair enough.
You say that out loud?
Yes.
As she's got like 1 foot propped on his body.
Yeah, you know? And then I turn and look at Butch, point my sword at him.
I'm a wise guy. Anything else for you, Boko?
That'll be it. I can't exactly use my unarmed strike on him. I would feel mean.
Can you use it on someone else?
I guess maybe I'll clamber over. No, I'm in a decent spot, actually.
I mean, you're right next to Bill, so you can always hit him.
Yeah.
If you don't want to bother clambering over.
His name is Bill, the
sword
guy?
Yeah, the great sword guy. My bad.
The one you called
it was
Mori,
on the hilt of his sword.
The one you said was a regular human. His name's Bill.
Yeah, just to know, like, I, because we have such, like, between the bugbear and the pachyderm and the Yuan Ti, I was like, there's going to be just a guy.
A guy named Bill.
Who's
on his sword as he was slowly slashing
Bill. I can read it on his hilt.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're wearing those like mechanic onesies and it's got his name on it.
All right. So that's all for Boko. Then it will be Butch's turn. Oh, that's the question now. Now that he's slowed. Planning.
Gonna do a real bassy trumpet note with his trunk.
No.
Oh my gosh, do fight with their trunks? That's so cool.
Yeah, he could knock us. He could use three limbs. Yes. You've heard of dual wielding.
I think he's going to, just out of panic of seeing seeing the bugbear go down, he's gonna actually like kind of retreat inside. And from around a corner, he's going to try to shoot magic missile. He's going to send 2 towards Boko and 1 towards Ziggy.
That's such a good
And then he has to roll a d20, on. Right?
He, yeah.
What's
he,
up? What's that? Boko?
Hang on a minute. I think I have something for this.
Does that count as a spell?
Magic missile is a first level spell.
Then we do have to roll to see if. Yep. Oh, you know that. Oh, that's what you're
saying.
I'm sorry.
I
thought you were doing the wisdom save. I was saying there's one. I know magic missile is a.
Brooch of shielding, resistance to force damage, immunity to magic missile.
But you don't know that.
Heck yes.
Oh my gosh. I hope he sees this.
from peeking around the corner, it's interesting because you know he's got his little trunk draped around his arm, but he does like almost use the trunk prehensilely to try to like launch the magic missiles around the doorway.
Oh, it's kind of
like almost like sidearming it, but with his trunk. Cool. You know,
you can do somatic components with your trunk. That's wonderful.
Is it just a flat d20 roll?
Roll a d20. Yes.
Roll a d20.
It's a trunk of holding.
That is a 15.
15 means
it'll go off on the next turn.
Yes, it and that takes up that action. And then, as well.
And then he still gets a saving throw.
Wisdom save 15.
So he's, you can see him winding up with his trunk. It's like spinning.
So slow.
But it's like, yeah, it's like the drawback. And then, you know, and then y'all are like, okay, I got things to do. Well, that was a nat 1 on his save. So he is still going to be slowed, but that magic missile is
he's
going to go
focused.
Off on his next turn.
Are they slowly traveling through the air at this point, or is he still casting?
No, he's still
he's
casting.
He's still casting. It is altering time around them. So Bogo's just like chest puffed, waiting.
Still holding my sword
coming,
up.
Yeah. Like,
coming. But now I'm like a little squinting, a little like tilting my head.
Just checking the watch, like how long is this going to be?
Tapping my
I don't
foot.
Know about this. How I feel about this one. All right. So that is it for that round. And back to the top, we already have our poor little guy taken. Oh, come on. I'm trying to use the app to track initiative and damage, and I'm trying to, you know, it's like the system's weird. How do I use it?
There's some finesse, kind of yeah.
There's some finesse that I haven't quite figured out. But there we go. Hey, I might have figured it out. I type in a number, I then hit damage or heal. Cool. Good. Good, good, good. Yes. And, all right. So, are UNT can no longer use their multi-attack, but they are going to go ahead and move up alongside. I think they're still going to be focusing on Ziggy, because that was Butch's main sort of thing. Also, it's easier to access Ziggy than to try to clamber over the bugbear to get to Bogo. And then it's going to go for a dagger attack, just one of the daggers. But that is going to be only a 10 to hit, so probably going to miss and can't take another attack. So it's like, miss. Hisses as it whiffs. It's like steam just coming through the, just whiffing all over the place. But yeah, that is it for that. So next, saving throw, wisdom. That is, it's a +2 for these guys. That is a 13. Still not enough, right?
Fail.
Okay, still slowed. The only one who is no longer slowed is Bill. But next up is Marion.
Oh, Rex, the bugbear. I'm going to push my hands towards the ground and cast Wither and Bloom around the mass of people.
Okay.
And in that area, all of the plant life, if there is any, in the junkyard, Ziggy.
There's definitely weeds.
The weeds are going to die. And it's a constitution saving throw. 10-foot sphere, so I'm going to get both the human and the Yuan-ti.
I don't know exactly. It's one of those words that they throw in the books, but you never hear anyone pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you play with people.
I've been meaning to clean up those weeds.
Don't worry, Ziggy.
You said constitution.
Constitution 15.
Constitution 15. So.
But in the midst of... I'm sorry, we'll see what happens first.
That is a success for the Yuan-ti. And next up is and a failure for the human.
Okay, so it's a full damage and half damage.
Half damage, okay, sounds good.
Ooh, 9 points of damage, half to 4.
Half to 4 for the human, okay.
But as you see kind of this necrotic damage like come out of them, it goes into Ziggy, and you can spend a hit dice if you want some extra health right now.
Whoa.
I can spend a hit dice?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if it's spending a hit dice, you also add your con modifier to whatever this roll is for regaining health. Unless it specifies you use your spellcasting modifier.
I was just checking my spellcasting modifier.
Okay, that's actually
ability modifier, which is 4.
I'm very sorry. I hope that wasn't good because it needs to be on the table.
So that'll be 6.
6 hit points.
Nice.
Do I need to roll the save then?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, it's they. Yeah, it's
I got to.
You can specify targets. That's from Strixhaven, a curriculum of chaos. I think it's one of those fancy spells that they use for Magic the Gathering's wizard school setting, basically. Yeah, there's some fun stuff in there. Yeah, bought that recently and been
spooky.
Getting ideas. Not that I'll ever have time to fulfill them with all this going on, but you know, we do what we can. We do what we can. We do what we can. Anything else for you, Marion?
I'll move a little bit to take cover around one of the sculptures a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
After trying to get out of the eyeline of the doorframe where I saw
Butch go. I'll give that, so if Butch does anything ranged towards you, I'll give you another +2 to your AC for that.
Ooh, okay, my
but
goodness.
Currently the other cover? Two do still have you completely in view. Yeah, half covered.
Okay.
And then, next up would be Ziggy.
Okay, I take it I can see into my house right now because the door is blown off. Can I see if there's like Butch's pack or like stuff scattered on the ground? Like I see in the map there's a bed here, but should I assume there's
that
also
is
like
just meant to be shrapnel? It is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was just trying to throw junk across the room because with the horn of blasting, as well as the presumed rummaging that they've done, things are in disarray.
Renzaggery.
Do I see anything that looks like Butch's bag of stuff, essentially his pack, or is he wearing it?
You wouldn't see any kind of pack.
Okay.
And Butch is not one to carry his own stuff either. Also, he lives just across the street, so not really a...
So blow up his house.
Not really, not really adventure.
Sorry, excuse me.
I didn't build that map.
Let's we made to come back.
Don't worry, there'll be nothing left.
it's just like, what is it? Like, it feels like a children's game where like, we're like, haha, we got your base. And you're like, oh, well, we got yours now.
Yeah. Okay, in that case, I'm going to cast Catapult at second level on the door, or a large piece of the door.
Oh,
you can you can definitely see through the doorway various bits and pieces,
and
just not his pack.
Hurl them directly at Butch that's up against the wall here.
Okay. All right. Is that
and so
a
it's
deck
a deck
save
saving throw.
Deck saving throw.
Are you going to take his trunk off?
Disadvantage?
Yeah, it's -2 to deck saves, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What type of damage does this spell do?
That's probably bludgeoning, I'm guessing.
I think it's bludgeoning.
Okay.
I was hoping for force damage.
Yes, Dex is
for reasons.
I wonder what that reason could be. Boko, do you weigh 10 pounds or less? I doubt
no,
it.
No, 30 pounds.
That is a flat... no, because he gets a -2. So it's a flat 10.
So that's a fail.
Yep.
And so him and the section of wall he's in front of are going to take 4d8 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. What?
It's going to take a lot of
That's
wrench bunks to fix that.
Well, not great on the second set. So 15 bludgeoning damage.
What?
15 bludgeoning damage. You're just going to hear from inside like a massive thud and like see like on the outside structure of your wall, you see the wall kind of like a crack just kind of splinter all the way down to the ground. He's like, yow, what was the it's the difference between how he hears and how you hear it.
And then I'm going to move towards the house, and I'll take the attack of opportunity from the unslowed person move towards the entrance of the house.
Okay, so that is going to be a 19.
That'll hit.
Oh.
That'll hit. Okay, so with that, that is 14 points of damage on that opportunity attack.
Ooh.
That one was almost max. That was a 5 and a 6.
Oh my
plus
gosh.
The strength modifier.
And I want to clarify how I used the hit dice before. Was that a pure heal, or is that to prevent certain damage?
Heal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's wither and bloom.
Took their life force.
Yeah, it's literally transferring life force from one creature to
and
another.
And the weed's life force. So if you feel a little weird, it could be the weed's
life
force.
It's because you're slowly becoming a plant.
If there were nettles, do you feel prickly?
A little bit.
All right, anything else for you, Ziggy?
That's it.
Okay, cool. So, Bill, in the absence of Ziggy, because he's running towards the door, Bill's turning to the duck. I mean, the chicken. Your mini really confuses me.
I'm sorry. I'll paint it white.
Adorable. But it is a duck. He's going to go ahead and do a nice little, it's not being slowed anymore, multi-attack.
Oh.
Like kind of, you know, slashes down and then uses the weight to come back up.
Yikes.
And down again.
I'm dancing. I'm that is, ducking.
Okay,
I'm
so
diving.
That is a nat 20 on one.
Oh no.
And I ducked right into
but
it.
Only a 10 on the other.
Okay. The second one won't hit.
That second one, yeah.
Which one hit?
Or whichever one was the 20, unfortunately.
So that is, okay, one of those is, man, you got 46 double ones, and another one was cocked. Okay, that one does a little bit more. But 10, 11, 14 points of damage.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, my
okay.
Literally,
word.
Literally, double.
41 minus 9, I can do
double
this.
Ones.
I can do this. Oh, you know what? I don't have to do the math myself.
Isn't the app wonderful?
That's wonderful. That's incredible. Technology, am I right?
You're saying this out loud as you get hit?
No. Sorry. Technology, am I right? Boom.
Anything else for you?
The only thing I'm saying is squawk.
Sorry. That was silly. That was my turn.
Josh was asking himself.
I got caught up. Yeah.
Anything else
I was
for you,
asking
Josh?
Myself. I got really excited for Kate getting excited about the app, and I lost where I was.
I've had too much energy.
Now it's Boko's turn.
Because you said anything else, and Kate was like, I'll elaborate on my reaction to your turn, Josh.
Yeah. I just pointed at you.
Leave it to the spouse to be like, hey, idiot, it's you.
That would come out, you know, eventually.
Right. All right, yeah, Boko, your move.
I'm getting revenge. I'm
all right.
Bonking him back. Well, maybe I'm gonna...
Bonk him back?
You didn't bonk me, so am I bleeding? He's getting cut.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he didn't bonk. Heck he didn't. Yes. Yeah, he slashes with a greatsword. He messing around.
I'm going to use another fighting spirit.
Cool.
Heck, sounds good. Because I need those temp HP now.
Also, he's as he's whipping around his greatsword, he's just like, "Yep."
And then I'm going to use my action surge.
Ooh.
So I'm going to get an additional action and both with advantage because of my fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit, both with advantage because you're doing
incredible
sword.
Sword. Sorry. So where's the... so you're using your extra attack? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Cool.
My action surge is another action attack.
There we go. Incredible. Action surge. Cool. So two attacks with advantage. I am following now. Things happen when you get lost in your head.
Yeah.
Thinking about other things.
So the first one is a... Ooh, I can do it. I can do this. 24 to hit.
Yes. Okay. Nice and casual, like.
And the second one is a nat 20.
What?
Okay, all right, so three sets of damage there.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Yeah, because what is it?
Your, it's just d6, but still.
Yeah. But that's 3d6 plus, what, 8? Because, what, 4 times 2? Is that right? Is that your dex plus 4? Or am I making that up?
My dex is 3.
3, so 3d6 plus... 6 should be the total roll.
Okay.
That's a lot of dice.
That's 8 plus 6. 14.
Yeah.
14! Oops.
So, bland old Bill here, as he's swinging around his greatsword, is like, yep. Hits ya. And you come slash him back, and he's like, nope. And he's starting to look pretty bloodied. As he takes those sword slashes, just.
And I'm gonna follow it up real quick with a punch.
Okay.
On the backswing. This one does not have advantage, though.
Why does it not?
Because it's a weapon attack.
weapon. Gotcha.
And that's a 2, so I miss.
Okay, that does miss, unfortunately.
Punch him right in the armor.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Just yep, a couple slashes in the hand. Planks. Yeah, because he's got a, I think he might have plate on. So he's, yes, plate. So a nice little think as he kind of bounce off a bit. All right. And I'm assuming that's it for you, Boko?
Yes.
All right. Back to Butch. His magic missile is finally done winding up, throwing it out. Two of them go screaming at Boko. What does it look like as these are either deflected or absorbed?
It goes piff, and it looks like a tiny little firework.
Nice.
Piff, piff.
It's bouncing off the cloak, and you're good to go. Yep. And then the other one is going to go to Ziggy.
And I'll cast Shield as a reaction.
Shield as a reaction.
Ooh, snap.
Does Shield block magic
missile?
You take
no damage from magic missile.
Okay. All right.
Plus 5 AC for the next turn.
That's what I was like. I knew it was plus 5 AC, so I was like, how does magic missile account for that? Okay, so Butch got a spell off and then just did no damage.
No Big damage. Is real silly right now.
Yep. They don't.
Ziggy's got powerful friends.
I think with that, watching him evaporate.
With what just happened, don't even.
With them, watching them evaporate, I think he is going to start like going for the
retreat. How fast can he move?
Only 15 feet. So he's not moving very far. But now he is going to do another save. That is a 14, and I think it's just flat for him. So still not enough,
he's still
right?
Slowed, yeah.
He is still slowed. All right. So he's kind of limping a little bit. He's slowed, and he's just bleeding. He got thrown into a wall.
Oh, yeah.
He missed his magic missile. Not looking great for him. Like his perfectly like polished tusk, ones of them like got chipped and broken off right at the fine point.
He broke
a nail. Exactly. It's not going good. But yes, to the top of the round. So we are back here with our Yuan Ti. And Boko's really the only one in the area. So just gonna say surrender.
No.
I'm gonna go for a
to the point.
Oh, still slowed. That one is still slowed. I think Bill's the only one who's not anymore, right?
I thought the UNT was quickened.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
I was supposed to be keeping track and I didn't do a good job.
In that case.
Yeah, I was supposed to write down. Yeah. So no.
I just wrote Great Sword Guy is no longer slowed.
Okay, I got it.
Now we know
stuff.
He's Bill.
And that is a 2, so no modifier is gonna help. Just slashing at you.
Phew.
Completely misses. Nothing else to do except try to make that save. That is an 18. Okay.
Oh.
So the Yuan Ti is no longer slowed.
Okay, so now only Butch is slowed, right?
How's Boko looking visually?
How's
she doing?
You know, decent.
Okay.
Still.
Okay.
Little, just bleeding a little.
On a scale of 1 to 32, about a 29.
That's not bad.
On a scale of 1 to 4, about a 3.
All right. So that takes care of that. The bugbear's still out cold, so we are back to Marion.
I'm going to throw a chaos bolt at the Yuan Ti.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
26.
26? Okay, yeah, gonna hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to hit.
1, 2, 3. Ooh, let's do 9. Something's supposed to be added here.
Let's add 12.
12 points of poison damage.
Okay. Describe this creature's demise. I'm assuming this would be death.
Hands out. Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Non-lethally
it's
chaos
it's death. I like the idea. What color is, what color are her scales?
She's got, like, kind of a, oh, that was something that I forgot to articulate as she's, like, saying surrender. You see a little bit of the forked tongue come out.
Ooh.
She has a purple forked tongue.
Ooh.
With the little patches of green scales.
Ooh,
kind of haphazardly pretty. Across her skin.
Sort of.
Well, I'm going to match the poison, the warbling gaseous poison to her scales.
Okay.
And send them straight up her slitted nostrils.
Ooh.
Collapses.
Fainting poison.
it's just food poisoning. That's all it is. It's just food poisoning. Not hemlock.
Take it easy. Lay her on her side and she'll be okay.
Ziggy, what is this statue that I'm going to encircle it?
Oh, I think we established that it's kind of a suit of armor with the missing head that you can kind of set yourself up in to take a picture.
I won't yet try that. And I'm going to wrap around to its right side. And that's my turn.
Okay, sounds good. Ziggy, your move.
I'm going to first take my movement 30 feet to generally try to cut off the exit.
Yep. Passing butch. Run by. And he can't even do a reaction as you run by him.
And then I'm going to spend my action to build an Eldritch Cannon that I'm going to, classic spider legs and stuff, put on the end of my big wrench. And just kind of hold it in front of his face, and as a bonus action, shoot the force ballista.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Now what is that? 15-foot range, right? 15-foot cone.
No, the force ballista is just targeted.
Just targeted. Okay. All right. Go ahead and roll that.
So that'll be plus. It's been a while since I've actually had to roll this. Okay, just a ranged attack, which would mean that it is using my modifier. So that'll be a 18 to hit?
Yeah, definitely going to hit, especially, I mean, before the minus 2 to AC that he's suffering from still. It's definitely going to hit.
And then 6 force damage.
All right.
And there's a chance he gets pushed 5 feet back.
Ooh,
this is to the face?
Back yes. into the door again.
Yeah, if the target's a creature, it's pushed 5 feet back, so he'd be pushed... Five
okay,
feedback.
Sounds good. Anything else for you?
That's it. And right. I'm just going to study, how hurt does he look?
He's pretty wrecked. Pretty wrecked.
I'm just going to say, slow it down, Butch.
All right. And the, so then we're back up to Bill. Well, this is not looking good, not looking good.
You could run.
Yeah, multi-tech on the Vokester. Because, you know, that is... Okay, so that is a 19. Is that right? Nope, dirty 20. Ooh. And an 8. So I'm assuming the dirty 20 is going to hit,
yes,
but not the
will.
8.
Yes, you're correct.
All right. That is 8 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
Coming on
okay.
down with another great sword swing. Yup.
Ow.
And I think that is going to be it for him. This, you know what? I think he is actually going to take an opportunity attack to start, like, kind of looking at his surroundings, seeing that he's got two of his companions down. Not seeing Butch, but seeing that Ziggy went inside after Butch, I think he is going to start making moves towards the inside. And he's not slowed, so he has his full movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's going to make it just shy of reaching Butch inside, but that you are free to take an opportunity attack on him if you would like.
Ooh, yes. That's a 2.
Okay. Sorry, not going
this
to...
This dice is
just...
hot and cold on me.
I've been having that too, honestly. It's been weird.
Same 2s and 18s.
Same set of dice, a 2 and a 1, and the next turn a 5 and a 6. Like, oh, okay, min damage, max damage, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Whatever. Sure, it's fine. Anyways, now back to Boko's... move.
Okay.
Move.
I've been waiting to do this. I'm gonna run and vault off the bugbear.
Okay.
And
use your clumsy flyer.
Yep. Flutter into the door behind Bill and just give him a big old swipe across the face.
From vaulting off the bugbear, the flight would land you right in the doorway. It's only it's
so I can't reach him?
It's half your running distance for flight. So you'd hit right inside there. You can still run extra after that.
Okay, yeah,
the flight only takes
I'll
you
run
that
the
far.
Distance and try and hit him across the face.
With Bill?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, you are able to reach him. And because of the distance, you kind of flutter right into the space next to him.
I might use my last fighting spirit. Okay. I'm...
All right.
I'm ouched.
Going for that advantage, Jay.
And also I need the temp HP again.
Gotcha. Add that temp HP. Very nice.
I have this. I don't use it. And I should, because those are amazing. 24.
24? Yep. Ooh. Okay. Yep. Definitely going to hit Bill.
That is 8 damage.
8 damage. All right.
And it's flat of the sword across the face.
Flat of the sword across insulting. The face. To be insulting. Hurt my feelings a bit there. Anything else for you?
I might go for a unarmed strike.
Okay. Is Fighting Spirit a bonus action?
It is not.
Okay, cool. I did not know that.
It is.
Is it?
It is.
It is. So you can't unarmed strike. Yes. Haha. If we missed that before, oh well.
Yeah.
But now we know. Sometimes you just gotta keep moving forward. So I'm assuming that is it for Boko.
Yes, that is it for Boko.
And then we're back to Butch. What is Butch going to do in this situation?
Regret his life choices.
Because it's like he doesn't want to run further towards Ziggy, but also now Boko's in the doorway. Otherwise, that's exactly where he would go.
Get hide in the bathroom.
There's a crack in the wall.
Yeah. His
butt-shaped hole in the wall.
He is going to...
Oops.
Take that 15 feet of movement to stand right in front of Ziggy.
Uh-oh.
Slowly.
And he is going to use his hypnotic gaze.
Oh.
Is that a spell?
It is not a spell. It is a class ability.
Ooh.
And if the target can't see or hear you, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh. He's wise.
Your DC... this level, the DC is 15. Okay. The DC save is 15.
I'm quite wise.
Is it his lowest stat?
It's a 7.
So that'll be a 6.
6? All right. You are charmed by Butch until the end of your next turn. Your speed is 0, and you are incapacitated and visibly dazed. As Butch kind of rubs his hand across the polished gem on the top of his kind of hand-carved staff and is like... All right, time for the good tricks.
Take his staff, got it.
I told you to take the wizard's staff. And unfortunately, that is all that he's going to do. But hold on, I think... Okay, yeah. You don't get another save, I don't think. But there are several things that break this, which I will not articulate the game rules of that.
Boko just goes and whacks Ziggy.
I'm tempted.
There's not a end of my turn, try again kind of thing.
I guess I can look it up just to be sure. I don't have it in the notes here.
You know, this is the only way that Butch has any friends. This
I was
truly,
just thinking, right? This is why they're rivals.
Yes. Yeah.
And not Butch is left in the dust.
Is that a class ability usually, or
not 50.
What?
The hypnotic gaze, or is it like a pachyderm, or because it sounds?
I'm gonna assume he's just doing this with his trunk. Turn.
Okay, that's so cool. Yes,
he's fluttering his ears.
Yeah, so it is a class ability, not a spell. Okay. So that you are affected at least until the end of Butch's next turn, unless some other actions are taken, which I guess y'all have to find out what those are. Take a guess. Good luck.
Yikes.
Back to the top of the round.
Butch gets to roll for slow, actually.
He does. Yeah. You are correct. Thank
you. I don't want to tell
you. Reminding me. That is a 15 exactly.
He's
so
not slow anymore.
He is no longer slow.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Bum, 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 bum.
Tide's really turning, huh?
Yep. Well, the people at the top of the initiative are both dead, so Marion's turn.
Oh, well, I don't know what's going on inside.
One's unconscious. Sorry, one's dead, one's unconscious, just so we're clear.
Sorry. So I'm going to run up to the doorway.
Okay.
Can I make it just to get...
Yeah, basically.
Line of sight, basically, on Bill is what I'm wondering if
okay,
I can
yeah,
get
yeah.
that.
From there, Boca's really easy to see over, so yeah. for
okay.
sure. Okay. Yeah,
there's a 3-foot difference between our heights, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can move any further than being right there at the door, but you can definitely move there and get him in the sight lines.
I'm going to yell, "Where are you going?" and throw a firebolt at him.
Ooh.
Throw a firebolt at him. Bum, bum, bum. Butch is going to use his reaction to counter spell.
Oh.
Automatic dismisses the spell at third level or lower. So,
ooh, it was a cantrip, you guys. So I'm okay.
Oh my gosh,
I feel good about it. Okay.
I was mistaking it for
a
higher level.
Ray. Yeah.
Okay. Oh well. Butch is finally in a place where I can use a reaction, so I'm doing it.
Marion's
livid, though. Spell.
Not
that.
No one's ever done that before.
But it's one of those things that, like, he kind of, like, you know, flicks his arm behind him to stop it, but he's still just, like, intently gazing towards Ziggy, holding up this little glowing orb staff, trying to keep you in that daze.
Oh, it's not a trunk going back and forth like this.
You're getting sleepy. Anything else for you, Marion?
Well, yeah, I'm really mad that didn't work. I'm gonna bonus action, because it was a cantrip. I think this is okay. I'm gonna bonus action Misty Step inside.
Oh,
is that okay?
Yeah. No, you wherever you can see.
Get him.
Boom! Nailed it.
I'm wondering if I should go closer to Butch though, because I don't want. Yes, I will.
Okay.
Because I will take an opportunity attack if he tries to flee. Like, that's what I'm looking for. I don't want him to get away. So I'm going to go right behind Butch.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
I'll handle Bill.
Now, Bill, could you help me out a little bit? Getting a little surrounded here.
Sorry, Bill's busy.
A little preoccupied with the guy. Yeah. All right. Is that it for you?
Yes, that was my free Misty Step. Feet.
Yes.
Too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so yep. I'm not spell slot.
Don't worry. I assume y'all track those things, because I can't.
No, it feels like I should tell.
Okay.
Totally fine. Don't be dishonest.
Ziggy, it is your move. Actually, you're charmed by Bill. You're incapacitated. Cannot move. Sorry. By Butch. Not Bill. Butch.
Right.
Charmed by Butch. What is that? What does it feel like in this moment? Being incapacitated.
Don't know about that.
Staring you in the face.
What you're going to hear me say, though, is, "I'm sorry, Butch. I know we've had our differences. You're free to go."
Something's not right here. We all know it.
All right. Bill's move. Bill is going to...
Fluff up and take up more space so he doesn't try and get out the door.
I think he's going with Butch's little chatter there. I think he is actually going to yet again welcome an opportunity attack from Boca, but this time to go after Marion.
Bring it, idiot.
So go ahead and take that opportunity attack.
That is a 21.
It will hit.
Where do you think you're going? That's 6 damage.
6 damage? All right. Well done. Takes a little bit of a slice on the back of the thigh there, and you can see it hampers him a little bit, but he keeps stumbling forward, trailing a lot of blood, though. Looking pretty bad.
Ooh.
Still going to take that multi-attack on Marion, though.
We're going to be fine.
That is a 7 plus 5, so 12 on... First and a
misses.
24 on the second.
Hit.
All right. One of those moments where it's like, no one's gone after Marion yet.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I know.
She just put herself right in the fray.
I feel so disrespected he's not fighting me.
It's a 1 and a 2 again with the plus 3 for a total of 6 damage.
Oh, just... Ooh. Mostly temp hit points from
my
that
attack
delicious
really
tea.
Hurt him.
Yes, it did. Thanks, Boca.
Okay, cool. I think that is it for Bill.
Yeah,
it is. Back to Boko.
That's it for Bill. Let me tell you, I'm going to hit him.
Okay, all right.
With my sword.
All right, go for that sword hit.
You don't have any more advantage, so please be nice to me. It did not be nice to me. 12.
12? 12 is not going to hit.
You only have a plus 4?
Plus 6. 14.
14 still not going to hit, unfortunately.
Thank you for fact-checking me.
All right, anything else for you, Boko?
Can I still do a unarmed strike if I didn't hit?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you take the attack action.
Okay.
You can do the unarmed strike.
I'm going to do it again. That's a 20. A dirty 20.
He is going... No, you know what? He's going to try to use his reaction to parry, but with a 20, you're going to hit him anyways. He just like he tries to get you, but he's not quite quick enough.
Okay.
So, managed well, to get that's on only in there. And that was a nat 20?
No.
Dirty 20. Okay.
Oh, is this with Boko's blood red claws? The freshly...
Yes. So that's 6 damage.
The exact amount needed. Describe what happens to Bill here.
I miss him with my sword, correct?
Yep.
And then I just uppercut him with my claws right into his diaphragm. Well, I'm a little shorter.
Oh, yeah. So like, okay, gotcha. Like yeah. under the rib cage than anything else yeah. as he's already like trailing blood and starting to collapse sort of thing. All right. So, Bill is dead. Collapsed dead.
I would have let him live, but then he went after Marion.
All right. Now it's... It's Butch's turn. He's going to use his action to disengage.
Oh.
And he's going to make a break towards the back door. He's no longer slowed, so he can do his full 30 feet. So he just runs out that door and hooks right around the door frame. And I think that, yeah, that's all he can really do in the moment, I believe. Because he took his action to disengage. All right, back to the top, which, of course, they're dead. So, Marion, your move.
Oh. Get back here! I'm going to misty step out the back door.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
Hang on a sec. If he dies, he bought your place, allegedly. So, I think...
Are you about to pull Squatter's rights?
He owes you money. He owes you money, and maybe, I mean, since it didn't... He's not around, the loan can default to you or something. We can figure it out. We can make this work.
This is a weird. I didn't know you're such a businessman.
Sorry, no, I'm just thinking.
Mary's like about to try and kill him, but waiting to get word from Boko.
If he's dead,
kill him.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Have I snapped out of it now?
You will
because the end of his turn.
At the end of Butch's turn. Yeah, so you've snapped out of it.
Dang it, Butch! Not again.
And I will, because I used Misty Step. I'll use a Firebolt. On him.
Okay. He has no more shield spells, so.
Ooh, 18?
Yeah, it'll hit.
Whew! 8 points of fire damage his back.
You only needed 2.
Ooh.
So, describe his death.
I'd like to think it hits at the top of his ears and burns down his head. We're having elephant tonight.
Roasted elephant ears.
Still not sure how I feel about that.
tastes like chicken? Question mark?
Oh.
All right. So that will end initiative with some 3 dead combatants and
so
one
I do
still
want to,
knocked out on the front lawn.
As an immediate follow-up to that, I'm next in order anyways, but I'd follow out. Is he... insta-dead, or is he just clearly dying, like, death-saving throws?
I mean, I did not plan on giving him death-saving throws if y'all made the attempt to kill him. Also, with the fire, that's kind of hard, but if you want an opportunity to stabilize him, I will allow it.
I would come out and cast Cure Wounds on him.
Okay. All right. So we'll say, you know, combat is still over. He's down. He's not in fighting shape. But you do get a little bit of a Cure Wounds to at least keep him conscious and alive.
And I'm going to take his and break his staff.
No, 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 I had that. I had that carved in. Never mind.
And then... can you give me a hand? And I want to tie him up to this statue.
Yeah.
That's out here.
What does that statue look like? I'm just curious.
Oddly enough, that one looks like a tree.
Just tied up to a tree statue. All right. Sounds good.
I'm
going to
peek out and
sounds
be like,
good.
Should I make sure, see if Bill's okay? Or, I mean, Bill? Should I make sure the other guy's okay? Are we running it back?
No. I don't know who those guys were.
Okay.
Maybe get the bodies out of the house.
I'm gonna
appreciate
go back
that.
And poke them with a stick.
The Bill or the bugbear?
Bill.
Bill.
And then drag
no,
him.
Bill is.
Drag him out.
Bill's done.
The back door.
All right. Give me just a second to reset here, and we'll get back into more of a role play sort of scenario.
Are you guys? Jeez, ever since I prayed to Lady Istra, I feel like I might be able to heal us. How are you guys doing? Do you want
you seem a lot
like
more
a little
powerful.
Bit? I feel so good. Thanks for taking care of Bill, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you guys need a little bit of healing?
That'd be great.
Yeah?
Him more than me, I think.
I'll cast Mass Healing Word.
Kind of you to notice.
Okay.
It's just a little blip. It's not much. Offense. It's a little something.
Right.
It's... Ooh, really? 7 points of healing.
Seven
ooh, for
of
all of
healing.
Us. Do you want
everyone
me to throw
nice.
Some Butch's way, Ziggy?
No.
Okay, just check it, just check it.
Is Butch conscious now?
I mean,
or
with
is
cure,
he unconscious?
With Cure Wounds, he's, I'll say he's conscious, but he's a little
yeah,
a little delirious. You know, he's not going to be the most coherent person after everything that he just went through mm-hmm. there.
Are we back?
Yeah. I mean, I'm, yeah. I'm
we
out
were,
here
we
now,
were
too.
Back from the healing word part.
Okay. Okay, sure. I got confused.
It's okay.
Just kind of standing here looking at him.
I'll go drag the Yuan Ti over, too, just so we're collecting the bodies.
Just collecting the dead
yeah.
bodies. All right.
Should we just leave the bugbear out there?
Butch, where did you get these goons?
Yeah. You know, I just hire them. It's not that hard to find people who need work.
Don't you have any friends at this point? It's been years.
I mean...
You met the guy?
Yeah, I got people to do things for me. Friends, right? That's how that works.
No...
You
that's
give them money and they're like,
no.
Yeah, we're your friends now. Is
that's
right?
You using the word friends as a euphemism for business partners, I think.
What?
That's, well, the thing is, hang on. Does he actually not know what friends are?
Sorry, Ziggy, is that
the closest
that chicken
I knew?
Talking to me?
Yeah, ooh, you might yeah. be feeling a little delirious. I'm actually a human.
Give me a deception check. His insight's not going to be great. Yeah, that's a 7 to the insight.
It's a 17 minus 1. 16.
A human? How are you? How did you get so small?
Yeah, don't you remember I was a human this whole time?
Jeez, oh, it's all a boy now.
Whew. No, Butch, I hope it's pretty clear we could have killed you.
I think we did.
Kind of like takes a moment to take stock of things, like out of the corner of your, you see like his, you know, kind of cross-eyed a little bit. You see it kind of like focuses on that, you know, that tusk with the tip broken off. And it's just like,
dang it. You fine, you win. What do you want from it?
I'm going to need you to contact that press. And make sure you retract everything you put out about the junkyard.
It's going to be really embarrassing for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my hope.
Give me persuasion with advantage, given the present state.
Walk back into the building while this is happening. Let's see if I can try and find the tip of that tusk.
So that'll be 14.
Okay, yeah, and he only rolled a 5, so, you know, his resistance is a little bit low right now. fine, just don't burn my ears again. How? Yeah.
I like to think they look a bit like those dog treats.
Oh, no.
Like the jerky, crispy, like dog treats?
The crispy pig ears.
Oh, no. Oh, that was fair. Oh, man, that went a completely different direction. Why is that worse? It's so much worse. Yeah, he's pretty wrecked.
She's out of heel.
He's pretty wrecked. And go ahead and give me a perception check for or investigation for if you're like really digging around trying to find the tip of the tusk there.
17.
Yeah, you scan in the room, you know, kind of, you know, shove some things back and forth. But eventually what catches out of the, you know, corner of your eye there, the tip of the tusk is embedded in the top of the crack of the wall.
That's hilarious.
It's now decor.
It's not big. I was going to say
you should put it on a chain and wear it as a necklace, yeah. But this might be funnier. Yeah.
It's not even an inch in length. It's pretty, but it's just enough that, like, it, you know, kind of just embedded itself in there and snapped.
Okay. That's very funny. I'm going to come back out.
All right. So how does this end now?
Well, besides the retraction, I'm also going to need money for the cleanup.
You know, the mess wouldn't even been that bad if you hadn't come back when you did.
Do you want to clean it up yourself?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that what I'm hearing? I can pay someone to clean it up. I just don't want to give the money directly
Ziggy
to you.
Ziggy didn't save your life. He brought you back from death.
Yeah, give me persuasion.
And while this is happening, the Eldritch Cannon is going to climb up his chest and just be pointed below his chin.
You can change that to intimidation if you want, with advantage, thanks to the cannon.
26 on persuasion.
Okay.
I mean,
hey, fine. We'll just, yeah, I'll pay for the funds. Just bill me, I guess. I don't know.
Are you satisfied with that, Ziggy?
I mean, I'd prefer it in writing. And I'm going to hand him a contract.
When'd you even have time to write this?
Ziggy hates
what
paperwork.
Is this?
Until it's this type of
he
paperwork.
He just snagged it from the Gage Guild.
It is completely different. The Gage Guild contract paper. I've just crossed out a couple of things, added in my name.
You have to
add in Butch's name.
And you kind of have to like put it down, like kind of sort of by his hip so that he has enough movement, like because he doesn't have any reach with his hand right now. Just kind of sign it right next to me.
And it's for 500 gold.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. 500 gold pieces. Okay. Contract. Fine. Well, yeah, when we get out of here, I'll go into my coffers there and fish it out for you.
Either that or he goes into hiding, and that's a win-win if you ask me.
I mean, I do know where he lives, and I'm just going to point at the abominable structure you can see in the horizon.
Anything else you'd like to do regarding any of the combatants? I believe the bugbear is still collapsed on the front lawn.
Yeah.
If you have a little bit of time, he will start rousing.
Yeah, I think we
He's not quite as messed up as Butch is, you see.
I think we can risk that. He's probably... He seemed pretty, like a henchman.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could just, you know, tell him to leave.
Last thing is, Butch, if you could just have somebody come pick up your friends. And I'll do air quotes as I say friends, and we'll take the bodies out to the front gate.
All right, fine. Well enough. Whatever enough. As you're, you know, in the process of dragging out the bodies, you do hit the front lawn and the bugbear is gone.
Ooh. Okay. I was going to say we should put a note on him that says alive, just in case.
Does the Yuan-Ti have anything interesting on her person as I drag
she
her?
She has a couple daggers, but nothing particularly like notable. Nothing, just...
Is he still tied to a tree while we're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
A statue of a tree.
Right. Made of
very
metal?
Metal. It's quite prickly. Okay. It's not comfortable.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Boko, do you want this sword? It says Bill on the hilt.
No, thanks. It's pretty big for me, I think. Thanks, though.
That would definitely be like, I feel like that has to be, like, even if it's not... Even though you're technically proficient as a fighter, I think you have to not be proficient because of its size.
Yeah. It's a buster sword.
yeah, it's massive. You know, maybe if we find you like an amulet of giant strength or something, yeah. maybe then we figure that out.
Oh, Ziggy, I have something to show you, though.
What is it?
I want to just bring him to the crack in the wall and show him a piece of Tusk.
A new coat hanger. I'm going to put my leather jacket hung up on it.
That's hilarious.
You go to hang it up. You know, it's a small little piece. So at first time, it kind of, you know, drops off. It's for you. And you pick it up, shake it off, and like, can tighten, you know, angle it just enough. You're like, ah, yes. Just the right, you know, just.
So, yeah. And then I'm going to, once we've kind of cleaned everything up, I will untie Butch and let him go and say, I expect that payment in the next couple days delivered here.
All right. Okay.
And I'll be watching the paper.
Should we give him back the bits of his stick or
no?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well, take care of it, huh? And he starts to
put it on display.
Starts to just stumble his way out of the junkyard, back across the street towards the trash heap. Is there anything y'all would like to do before we start wrapping this up? Anything else specifically in the fallout of this combat that y'all would like to address or explore?
He sucks, Ziggy. Like, a lot.
He does. I used to think he was pretty cool. Then I realized I only thought that about once a day.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got a little zoned out.
And realized it was more of a manipulation.
Okay.
That explains. You said you. It was weird. So that wasn't you.
No.
Okay.
No, but that did bring me back.
It made the fight a bit confusing.
Yes.
I mean, this is one of the first times I've had a proper fight at my own house, so
no
it was
kidding.
Confusing to start with.
Yeah.
Do you need
help cleaning
this
up?
Cleaning up?
I know he's going to pay for it, but we can...
That would be
nice,
yeah.
You can do it.
I do want to take a quick sweep of the property and just establish, had they only been in the house, or does it look like any of the other buildings have been touched?
So, looking around, you see a majority of the mass is in the house itself, just in the sense of like, because they were like digging through drawers, overturning basically anything you had in there, because, you know, it's your home. They're looking for personal effects. Looking around, you do, like, going off into kind of your, you know, your more, I guess, field area, and then into the workshops, a decent amount of the workshop stuff looks untouched, like piles of boxes and stuff, but it doesn't look like they broke into anything yet. You can tell some of your tools have been a little handled and misplaced, but they're not broken. It looks more like they were looking at them and kind of examining them. A couple things that you do notice, though, is a couple of your sculpture pieces and two statues in particular that are not present.
Where is this?
We haven't really expressed exactly where those statues or sculptures are placed. This is just from examining your warehouse space, you would recognize that these items are missing.
Gotcha.
The statues are the largest items missing. The others are more like kind of tabletop sculptures.
Would you say they're like person-sized?
Roughly?
I mean, you'd have to ask Ziggy about that.
Interesting. I just, you know.
You know of the statues I speak.
Statues? What? There's statues here? So once I've done the sweep of everything, I'm going to come back to the main house and start picking up, starting with, I'm going to look for Buckley.
Okay.
What's Buckley?
Does Buckley speak?
Not currently.
Okay. I had to make sure because I was like,
it's a number of infusions question.
It's a number of infusion questions. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Artificer stuff.
We can sort that out after we close.
It'll be
this,
in the morning.
But yes, sounds good. I'm excited.
it looks like they mainly got in here. They did mess with some other pretty important stuff, but I'll deal with that in the morning.
Is there anything we can help with tonight? We can, you know, should we get your door back up at least?
Yeah, so it's safe to stay in?
Yeah.
Stay in a hotel or something?
The house livable would be nice.
Okay.
I promise it's normally a lot tidier than this.
I could patch the wall.
I know there's like a door mini there, but was actually it with bits? The Horn of Blasting, it was like just that amount of D6 of damage. It's splintered. It's shrapnel. Oh.
Just so you know, Ziggy, you are welcome to stay at the orphanage tonight. There's always space if maybe you're not comfortable.
We could maybe throw together a door if you have some scraps. Though.
Yeah.
Oh, I built that door myself. I can always build a new one. It's just, I'll get to that in the morning.
Okay.
I don't think Butch is coming back.
All right.
Better
are
not.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Is it safe to sleep here?
I mean, the door to your bedroom is still operational.
Okay. Okay, maybe just station your little cannon outside or something, just in case.
Yeah, you guys are free to stay here. You're free to go wherever, but I'm going to spend the night, I think, cleaning up here, and then you're welcome to come back. I promise it'll look a little nicer in the morning.
Okay.
Okay. Okay,
if
I guess.
You're sure, yeah.
Yeah, I understand kind of wanting to go through your own stuff by yourself. I get that, too,
yeah,
so
I
respect
just be
that.
Like, where does this go? Where does this
go?
Yeah,
and how annoying is that?
Most of it goes in the random stuff pile in the east wall there.
All right.
But
how big is the pile?
Right now, it's scattered everywhere. Normally, it's pretty big. It's so that when you're looking around the house, everything's clean, except if you look in that corner, and it's just like everything.
Well, sure, we can come back in the morning. We can bring breakfast. We can pick something up on the way, Boko.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
And get to whatever needs to be done.
Sounds good. I'll probably be cleaning for at least a day, so...
Okay.
Do you just want to come back?
Yeah, we can help you
in the morning.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, yeah, rest sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, gee, it feels weird leaving like this, Ziggy, but I guess good night.
Yeah, I guess it's been a while since we've slept so far away from each other.
Yeah, that's weird to think about and say since we've met.
Are you guys going to be okay?
I think
we'll
I will.
We'll be okay.
We'll be together, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice walk back to the
It's weird how weird
sanctuary.
This
is. Like, it's hard to say goodbye. I don't know how else to explain
I'm
it.
I'm scared.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, Ziggy won't be here in the morning or something.
Yeah,
you'll be here in the morning,
I will
right?
be here.
All right.
Okay. We all have
and
the
sending
stones.
You can always come back earlier if you
You're
want.
You're right. We can ask Ehrlich.
Yes. Ziggy, please contact us through those if you need help.
Will do.
Okay. I'll keep it on all night. Is that...
I do think they're keyed to the gauge kill.
Yes, we're going to have to be patched, but it'll... That's what they're for, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay, good night, Ziggy.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. Yes.
Good night. We'll start leaving the junkyard.
Yeah. And I do have one thing once they leave.
Okay. So they, start to head on out. It's dark at this point. It's been a long day. And, but as you, turn and go south down the road, heading back in the direction of the sanctuary of Lady Istra, Boko, with your keen eye, you would, I guess Marion would see it too, would see that there's a little bit of a light on in the larger pyramid structure of the trash heap. But it's Boko's keen eye that sees the silhouette of a pachyderm with a cold press strapped to the top of his head. And right as, like, kind of like right as the head turns that direction, you know, Boko's head turns that direction, there's like that, like a little bit of a jump, and then the curtain gets quickly closed. And you all continue on your way. Ziggy, what is it that that you would like to do?
I just wanted to go back to where the statues are missing and just do a quick scan for any kind of signs of what might have happened. So okay. Investigate.
Do an investigation looking for clues.
I'm clearly very tired right now, so that is going to be an 11.
With an 11, you see a couple sets of footprints and what looks like a set or two of wheel tracks, heading away from the space more in the direction of the entrance or exit to the junkyard. But outside of just like the visible tracks, not much else to piece together.
Are the footprints a specific species or just boots?
Just big boots.
Do pachyderm have elephant feet or long feet?
I know they have like all species, they do have like more or less human hands. Okay. I haven't really bothered with like what their feet look like.
All right.
They got stocky legs for sure.
Yeah.
I'd rather not human think feet. About what happens to the feet yeah. once you get there.
I'm just like, would the have boots have like feet. the L shape to them? Or would they just be like
just circles?
Cylinders,
just
like soup cans.
No.
I digress.
But yeah, no, like big boots.
Okay. Then I'm just going to sit there for a while thinking, probably for about an hour, and then head back into the house and just spend quite a while cleaning before crashing for bed.
Okay. So you have that time to just kind of sit and think. Y'all will have wandered your way off towards the orphanage. Still at night, you see the statue of Lady Istra, with both sculpted in vine as well as some shrubbery and vinage growing around it. Even in this darkness, giving off a little bit of a warm glow as you all return for the night.
I'm going to nod in front of the statue and say, thanks for making Marion super powerful. That was really cool.
The you see, like, there's a little bit of a, like a ding-ding, like pulsating glow come from the sternum of the statue for a brief moment.
Whoa.
Very cool. I won't mention it. I'll just keep going.
And with the return to the orphanage, that is where we will call it for today. So y'all didn't kill Butch? I'm surprised.
Me too.
Y'all were ready. But, y'all were so ready to do it.
I feel like that was, you know, Ziggy's call to make.
That's fair. That is fair. But yes.
I feel like there's also a lot of repercussions if the news says it's been sold and then the person who sold it from the previous owner has killed that.
That's fair.
That starts to have a reputation
that's
too.
That's fair, yeah.
You make a good
breaking
point.
Breaking Ziggy out of jail.
Yeah.
Genuinely, at the end of the last session, I had a moment where I was like, okay, if they plan to kill Butch, I got to figure out, okay, what are the repercussions of that look like?
Yeah.
Regarding the press and everything. Legally,
I mean, like, but also, legally, there was never money changed, so there's no contract for that sale.
That's fair.
It would have been sticky, but...
But also, from a DM perspective, I was like, so how do I convey this information when the guy's dead?
Right.
You know, like, when he...
It would be a few weeks, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, like, just... peddling about the town and then
you're arrested.
Yes, exactly.
You violated the law.
pretty much. But anyways, that's a big old rabbit trail we don't need. Thank you all for joining us. Now that we have returned to respective homes, we're going to get a nice little long rest in there for the night. So that'll be nice and dandy for everyone. Mm. But still got some Still got some pieces to various puzzles just floating on out there. But thank you for joining us. And without further ado, bye.
Bye.